Blog Talk Radio.
The following show has been rated for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. The opinions of the host are exactly those, the opinions of the host. So don't get all bent out of shape, jackass. And if you don't like it, keep your mouth shut, because we don't give a shit.
It is time once again for Tumbling with Tumbleweed. I, of course, am your host, Tumbleweed. And there you go. Clint's in the garage. Now, if you want to call in, you can call into area code 914-338-1032.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
And then if you want to write in, you can write in to tumblingwithtumbleweed@hotmail.com. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, @tumblingweed, where nothing happens. So, there you go. So that's how you get a hold of us here. It's week 3 of coronavirus mania, I guess. Here in the States, anyways. Everything's still shut down for the most part. Restaurants are still open, hospitals, all that stuff. And the numbers keep going up, right? And that's what happens. And a lot of people get freaked out because the numbers keep growing, and it's like, well, I mean, the more people you test, the more numbers you're going to get, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Everybody, it's out there. So everybody be cool. Stay indoors. Don't go anywhere. Unless you have to. And of course, stay 6 feet away from everyone. You see a lot of people out. If you get out and about. I think it's okay to go drive around. I'm like, can't you go drive around, right? Get in your car, roll your windows up, protect yourself from everybody. Go drive around, right? Get out of the house. Maybe go to the park, go for a walk, right? You see a lot of people jogging now. You see a lot of people running. I seen a dude cross the street today to get away from someone else. Somebody was coming one way, because this guy was jogging the other way. He went out into the street in front of me. He was like, I'm just going to run out in front of this moving vehicle to avoid being within 6 feet of this person here. That's really cool, huh? It was just weird because it's like, wow, that dude's running out in front of me. I'm driving. And he did it to go around the guy. And he even went around the guy. And the guy who he went around stopped and turned around and looked at him and was like, seriously? Like, you had to go that far? But hey, that's what you got to do. Stay away from everybody. Let's kick this thing in the butt. Right? In the COVID buttocks.
Dude delivered a package the other day. I tell you?
No.
He stood there at the door.
Oh. Clint's here, everybody.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, okay, so go on.
I looked through the window, and he goes, I have a delivery here, and I said, send it to the door. He goes, well, I need a signature from Nina Holiday. I said, then you might as well take the package back with you, because she's not opening the door. It's not happening. And he stands there, like, indecisive, right? Well, like he's going to plead with me again. And I'm just thinking, are you kidding me, right? I'm not going to freaking open the door so you can hand me something. So I can hand it back. the fuck out of here.
Touching other people.
So I said, you take it with you or leave it here. It's up to you. And then I walked away. And he goes, I really need that package. I go, well, it's up to him. So he left it. So I went, she was like, oh, I need that package. I go, nope. So I freaking took this. I'm holding a Lysol wipe, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's got a Lysol wipe.
I got a Lysol wipe. I took a Lysol wipe, went out, wiped the whole package down. And then I wasn't happy because I thought the wipe was a little bit dry at the end. So I got another wipe and wiped it from the other end to the from one end to the other. So, and that's what you got to fucking do, you know? But people are just stupid, right? They're so dumb. I just went to Speedway and freaking standing there in line, and the dude in front of me, like I'm 8 feet behind him, 9 feet behind him, right?
Right.
I'm way behind this dude. He's talking to the ladies, leaning over, right? Like leaning into her,
right?
With his elbows resting on the. I was, what the fuck are you doing? You know, you can see her like backing up, he's just leaning in, and then he got done, and I'm standing there looking at him because I know that this guy, he's not going to turn and go to the door. He's going to turn and he's going to make a big turn to the door and come near me because people like that are just idiots. Fucking, you know, he stops and looks at me like he's going to say something, and I just backed up and I said, dude, move along. And he just kind of looked at me like I was being rude, you know? Like, what the fuck? You're going to talk to me standing at, fucking get out.
Move along, sir.
Right. If he wasn't standing there, I would have been in and out of that place, right? Freaking guy.
Sir, we're going to need
you. Anyway, people are dumb.
Right. All I got to do is keep your distance, wash your hands, don't touch yourself.
Don't touch it. What?
Well.
Oh, well, fail.
In some areas.
Fail.
One's always touching himself. Yeah. And just, and be safe, man. That's all there is to it. Right? Otherwise, I mean, everybody's complaining about being off work. I mean, I'm kind of okay with it because I hate working. I'm DoorDashing, which is kind of like work, but not really. So I'm okay with it. You know? I know it sucks for everybody else. And that sucks. And there's a lot of, there's like places closing down. Cheesecake Factory said they can't probably pay their rent for April. Did you hear that one? They got stores all around the world, and they told all their landlords, hey, we're not going to be able to make rent this month.
Now, how many of those landlords are going to go ahead and say, that's it, I'm selling the property to somebody else? Right?
I don't know.
They're not, because Cheesecake gives them business. I mean, gives them, they pay. They pay on time.
Well, unless there's a pandemic.
That's the thing, though, right? You guys got to make money when this is over.
Right.
So they got to have money already lined up. Cheesecake is money lined up.
Right? They can owe you. They can pay you that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're making money. They're not, it's not enough, obviously, to survive. But they're doing great amounts of money carryout-wise. They're doing a lot of carryout business.
Jason's wife told me that she sold 1,300 the other night.
Yeah.
Yep. So... That was just hard.
They did. They said they one night they did 14,000 at Cheesecake for the night in carryout room. Right.
And what else is there?
Well, I'm just saying, carryout, DoorDash. You know. So, right, this is the way to get your cheesecake. Everybody wants cheesecake, right?
I don't know.
Quinn's never been to the Cheesecake Factory. Actually, he has. He just doesn't remember much about it. Because it's a big, loud place to be in. It's very confusing. It can.
I was there once, a year after it opened, and then I was probably there with Nina, before she got sick. So, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. Yeah.
It's a Cheesecake Factory.
And I haven't been to the Cheesecake since 2012. I think maybe that's the year.
I was there today. I picked up a DoorDash there.
Because the last time I went to Cheesecake, people were working there.
So it has to be in the past 10 years.
First
I've been there for 10 years.
You were not working.
Nope. Was not. The store's been there longer than me. Not life-wise, but I'm just saying in my cheesecake time, but never mind. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places doing good. There's people, and that's the thing, is everybody needs to spend the money they don't have, the money they're not making, and they need to spend that on carry-out and keep these restaurants going because Brio's out or no, Bar Louie. Which one was it? One of them conked out. I don't think it's Brio. Is it Brio? No. It's a B. So I guess it's Bar Louie. Because the Bar Louie closed in Strongsville. All the other ones closed down now. Because of this. It's like they closed down a couple stores to try and trim their costs and get all their money built up into certain stores. And then the coronavirus hit and they were just like, oh, well, that's not. Didn't work. It fucked them completely. I mean, they would have been fucked either way, even with the stores they closed down.
It's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, right? Sausages. It says sausages. Where's me other sausage? So there's going to be, and then there's places that are going to start closing down. And like I said, I don't know how a multi-billion dollar company, would you think, Cheesecake Factory? Billions of dollars? It's got to be. Those stores make money. Them places are always busy. Always got people in it, even when they're slow.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're slow, there's like four tables in there. And that's a lot of restaurants. Midday rush. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 3 weeks. This is the third week. You know what I mean? It's like all these. Here's a even if it's a $100 million company, we'll say, right? Say we don't even say it's a $1 billion company. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that this company has, right? And within 3 weeks, they're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to pay our rent. Sorry, we're out. It's like, wait, you stopped paying all your employees. Granted, a lot of the employees are probably taking their PTO, their paid time off, and collecting in on that. So it's okay, they're sending money out. But it's like, you're still making money. You're getting money in from the carryout aspect of it. Because that's still very popular. So it's just like, wow, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're already like, ah, hold on, everybody. I don't know if we're going to make it into April here. We're not going to be able to. It's like, dude, it hasn't been that long, you know? Whatever happened, like, that's a business rule number one. Business rule 101, rule number one.
Ah.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Wait,
Mr.
I don't have my pen.
Mr. Bushock taught me this.
Okay.
In OWE.
Mr. Bush.
Bushock.
What's that, Mr. Bushock?
He's probably dead by now.
Mr. Bushock. Don't die.
I think it was him. It was either him or Jingo. No, it had to have been Bushock. Bushock taught us more than Jingo. Anyways, if you're going to have a business, you need to have a bank account. You need to have a bank account with 1 year's worth of money, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember the word. I had the word in the top of my head, and then it sunk somewhere else.
Revenue.
Of working revenue, right? You need to, if you have a business, you should have over a year's worth of working revenue so that you have enough money to run that business for a full year without having to worry about covering any of the bills. You didn't tell me the Cheesecake Factory ain't got that? Shit. Maybe stop paying that cleaning company to come in every night and leave breadcrumbs all over my table. Jerks. Cleaning the floor. They clean the floors or they mess up the tables and the booths. Come in there. Fucking, they're sleeping in there and shit. Smells like fish and homeless people. No. I just thought that would garnish my statement. Garnish. Did I just say garnish? Okay. Bolster my statement. So there you go, folks. It's week three, and everybody's still isolated. My mom's gotten to the point, she's like, yeah, I guess I'm kind of itchy to get out. She goes out in the driveway and picks out a flower bed and stuff like that. You know, she does little things. But she's like, I mean, I I don't want to go anywhere, but kind of feel like I need to go somewhere. She misses the library because she reads a lot, you know? So it's like she can't go to the library to read books, so now she's out of books. She's been out of books for a week. And like, uh-oh, what are you going to do? Right? I can't get her into video games. I don't care about that. She doesn't want to read comic books. That would last her probably. Comic books probably wouldn't even last her long. Probably be like 2 days. She could read all 3,000 of them. Be like, I know everything about everything that you know. It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know everything I know?
And Donnie Brum is a pussy.
And she's going to be like, and the Molecule Man is not the strongest villain. Shut up, Mom. Molecule Man's a badass. And she's like, smack me for saying ass.
I'd say that to people that I know that are in the comic books.
What?
I say that Molecule Man is the most powerful villain. I say, who's the most powerful villain? And then most everybody says that.
Molecule Man.
And they all say, the fuck is Molecule Man?
Dude is so powerful that he gets it and realizes I can't be a bad dude anymore because I can really fuck some shit up. Did you know that? He like stopped and paid a guy.
Because he recognized his powerfulness.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? I'm the most powerful person there is. I could do whatever I want. So who cares about, you know, ruling the world? I could do what I want. Nobody believes me, though. Kevin Barrett still says it's like one of the Celestials or Titans or whatever. I don't know. He's like, you know, it's like, did he beat the Beyonder? I know the Beyonder used him to beat Doom, who had the Beyonder's power. So you take Dr. Doom and you give him godlike powers. Powers. You ever read The Secret Wars? You never read The Secret Wars, did you? Dr. Doom was so powerful. Right? He had godlike powers, could create worlds and universes. Molecule Man beat him. Right? Actually, no. Nobody's gonna call him. Nobody listens. But actually, it was Claw that did it, but Molecule Man is the one who took everybody. Never mind. Why am I boring you with this stuff? So listen, it's because it's isolation. Week three. That's what happens, everybody. At least I'm not talking about the Tiger King. You hear about the Tiger King? You know who the Tiger King is? Boy, oh boy, I got to show Holiday this trailer, don't I? It's the sensation that's sweeping the nation like a virus, only it's not a virus, right? It's the new Netflix series. Tiger King guy, Joe Exotic. Crazy, right? Everybody's, because obviously everybody's cooped up indoors and everybody's watched it. It's not, the way I'm thinking it is it's not a great documentary where like you're like watching it and you're like, this is really, you know, great stuff. I think it's just a fucked up documentary, so bad, but like you're watching and you're like, are these people really doing, is this what's really happening? Like, this is what's going on. It's one of those things. So like, if you're that kind of person who doesn't like watching screwy messed up stuff with no reason or whatever, then you probably wouldn't be interested in it. Out of everybody that I know on Facebook that's seen it, right? I've seen two people, and they're a married couple, seen two people who said that they didn't get past the first episode because they were like, it's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. But everybody else is like, I can't believe it. This is insane. This dude's crazy. And then they're all like, fuck Carol Baskin. She killed her husband. She's the one who killed her husband. This guy's a lion. He saves tigers or whatever, right? He's like a tiger preservationist. So he's one of those guys. So you know he's got a mullet, right? Bad tattoos probably. Probably has a knife on his hip at all times. Most likely. I don't know. I've never seen it. I haven't watched it. I've only seen the trailer.
Until we see him, okay?
Oh, no. I've seen his picture. I mean, I've seen his face.
Oh, so he has a mullet?
So he has a mullet. Yeah. He's done country music videos. He's the singer. And he does these shows with these tigers and stuff for the kids. And hold on, what do we got here? Oh, the mole's chiming in about it. He says, I only watched 2 minutes of that dumb show. Okay, so now I know three people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But really, I mean, if the mole's saying it, then you really take his... No, then we can take your... But that's what I'm saying is it's not something somebody's probably going to be like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever created. It's just something where everybody's like, that is so crazy and messed up. It's just a car wreck. You know what I mean? You see a car wreck, you're like, oh, damn, right? It's not the greatest thing you've seen. It's kind of sad, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what this is. It's a car wreck where you're just like, oh, damn. And then as you're walking away, you're like, it's fucked up, man. Them people are crazy. But everybody says she killed her husband. But maybe they blame Joe Exotic. I don't know. I would have to watch it. And I don't know if I want to watch it. So I'll have to show you the trailer after this show. Because, wow, there's a big reveal towards the end of the trailer. That one blew my mind. The groom may kiss the groom and groom or grooms or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But then again, hey, everybody, it's week 3 of isolation. Right? Everybody's going crazy. Right?
Get out. Everybody out. Go play in the parking lot.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to. Not in groups of 10 or more. Right? You have to be in my thing. Not even that.
That wasn't funny, man.
I mean, I don't even want to go see people. To be honest. But I don't see many people that is. It is, so it works out for me. Right? Saw your buddy Adam today.
What's he doing?
Well, she and his brakes are jacked up. And my guy was busy, so I was like, hey, Adam, can you just get underneath here and see if it's a brake line or if it's like a more serious thing? You know, just give me an idea. And so he did. So I went over there and put it up on the ramp. I had it up where the Porsche was, on those ramps. Good stuff. I said, so you're working? He goes, no. The guy said I was milking the clock and told me to get out. He lasted like a week and a half. Not even. But then he started, but you know, I could tell you about these guys, da, 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 da. And I was like, you know what? How about we talk about my brakes? Let's get these brakes looked at. How about that? So, and then talk for a few minutes, but. These guys are racist, and I called the NAACP. And I'm like, can I just take my car now? You can't do the job? Okay, I'm leaving. Yeah. But anyway, Adam doesn't even know people are isolated. He's just like, what? What do you mean there's nobody out there? I realized the stores were closed. I thought that was just me. Not like he goes to any stores anyways. He probably goes to the grocery store. Gas station, that's about it. Those are all open. Right?
Well, that's the only place anybody goes.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, those are the only places he probably goes. The shoe store's probably like, yeah, you don't need to come in. He was like, oh man, they're calling me off. He hangs up before they even tell him why. Hey Adam, we're gonna need you to, you know, you don't have to come in tonight. Oh, okay, thanks, click. I didn't even let me tell him when we were opening up again. Do you have to keep calling him?
Yeah, you know what? We'll just put that one by here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're good.
He's at the door trying to get in, like, I need my schedule. There's nobody in there. Security comes up. They're like, what are you doing out, sir? What do you mean, what am I doing out? You're not supposed to be outside.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Right? Just try to break into a shoe store. Find my schedule, sir. No big deal. Needless to say, he couldn't get the job done. And so I slowly drove the car back to Shannon's house, and now I'm going to wait for my mechanic guy, who is working from home right now, to open up his lift. He's got a car up on his lift right now, and he's waiting on parts. And once he gets that done, he says he can get it in. So luckily I found out it's just as far as I can tell, it's just a brake line, and that shouldn't be so bad. Right? It just sucks for her because she doesn't have a car right now. And not that she needs to go anywhere. You know how it is? Like, when you have your car and you have nowhere to go, you're fine. When your car's busted and you can't drive it, or it's at the shop, or you just don't have it, and you have nowhere to go, you want your car, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? If the car's broken down, you get pissed because you're like, well, shit. You know? What if I wanted to go somewhere, right?
What if you did?
But what if you did? So, yeah, sorry, buddy, today. Good for me. There's still no sports going on. They have started talking about, well, hopefully in June. Which is still, what, 2 months away? 3 months away? April, May? Well, tomorrow's going to be April. Yeah, and then even then they're saying, well, maybe we can open the season up and have the teams play the games in empty stadiums. Less people. You know what I mean? And it's like, there you go. It's a better idea. Because at least you have something. People could sit at home and watch, right? Everybody's still stuck at home. You know what I mean? You know, you can still watch baseball and have it mean something. I mean, professional wrestling's been doing it with no crowd for the past 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks. They're doing WrestleMania this weekend. WrestleMania was going to be this weekend, right? Biggest wrestling event of the year. Don't worry, I'm not going into a whole diatribe about wrestling. But
because it's too early for me to get out.
Exactly. But WrestleMania was this weekend. It's supposed to be this weekend coming up. And what is one of the biggest things about professional wrestling? Crowd reaction.
Oh, I thought it was crappy acting. Go ahead.
No, crappy acting just comes with it. And they've been doing their shows without crowds. And you could do it. They're wrestling matches and they're doing things without a crowd there. And you know, okay. But it's not the same.
There's so much that's not the same, right?
But baseball, would you watch a baseball game if there was no crowd in the stands?
Yeah.
You don't watch baseball games anyways, do you?
No.
Right. But if there was no sports.
But you were. I was trying to keep it going.
I see. Yeah.
I would. But baseball? Fuck yeah.
If there were no sports in there, you're like, hey, the Indians are starting tomorrow. The Indians game's on tomorrow. No crowd.
I'm watching.
Why not, right? You got nothing else to do.
The crowd doesn't matter.
Unless you watch Tiger King on Netflix. But
but that's. Because you know my TV hasn't been working, so I get pissed off because I can't watch Netflix. Well, I just realized today. Can you just stream it?
You can get an app on your phone, watch it on your phone like I did.
Yeah, I just want to stream it on my computer. What I know is, what do I need?
Email and password?
No. I got that. What do I need wire-wise to hook to get the movie popped into my TV to the HDMI port?
Yeah.
Right? So I plug it in there, and I plug it into the HDMI port, and now I'm watching it on.
I guess USB, HDMI, I don't know. Yeah, it would have to be like the USB.
Oh, yeah, you'll get one, huh?
Well, yeah, most stores are closed right now. And I don't even know if they make that kind of thing. Most TVs, that's not a smart TV.
No, they do that. People do that all the time. If they fucking stream stuff on their computer, and then they just.
Well, they usually connect to it Wi-Fi-wise because the smart TVs now you can connect. Like, I can project my phone onto TVs.
Well, I'm just not that.
On certain TVs. I can't do it on all TVs. I can only do it on certain TVs.
If technology wants to be a hassle for me, then guess what?
What you got to do is, you know what you got to do? Is you got to get one of those little boxes, right? You plug the cord in on one side. It's got a switch on it. And then you unscrew the two little screws on the back of the TV, and he's got this little fork things. And you put the fork things in the screws, and then you screw the screws back on. And then when you flick the switch, you can turn it on. Remember that? That's how you used to have to set up Ataris. Remember? They had the two little fork things.
Yeah.
Screws and
yeah.
Screw the screws.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it had the switch. It said TV video game. You'd have to switch that.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
I remember.
Yeah. You didn't get it at first, folks. My jokes hit eventually, one way or the other. But anyways, you can, there's probably a USB HDMI thing. Well, sure, Dave would know, but I think he would know. I don't know. There's ways to do it. Just get it on your phone and watch it on your phone. So there's no sports, but football's doing, I mean, free agency is going pretty well, and the NFL says they're going to still do their draft. At the end of April here, everything's going to be done, obviously, via Skype or whatever, right? Or conference calls of some sort. They have 32 computer screens in a room, right? Okay, computer number one. Yeah. Where are the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, they use Zoom.
Yeah.
They can
conference call.
They can get it all.
They can get them all in there. Right?
Well, you can.
You know what I would do as a joke? I would make my computer screen Max Headroom. And for the Cleveland Browns, they want a pick. Remember him?
Pick.
Safety. Right? People are like, what the fuck? Max Headroom? Who's Max Headroom? Max Headroom was a commercial advertisement icon that got his own TV show.
Yes, he did.
I don't know how the fuck that happened. Wasn't that popular? Max Headroom. So free agency's been going on. Browns have signed like 12 players in free agency.
Mm.
They just signed a defensive lineman today. I can't remember who he was. But they got all kinds of people, and there's not many names. They're signing a lot of people that I'm like, who? And people are like, oh, that's a good player. And it's like, well, I haven't heard of him.
They just signed somebody today.
I just said defensive lineman.
Was it a defensive lineman?
I believe so.
Gaines?
I don't know.
Game. They signed
him
today.
I mean, signed Austin Hooper. I knew that name. Signed Case Keenum. I knew that name. Right? Other than that.
Conklin.
Oh, Conklin, the lineman. So, I was like, I knew there was three. I knew the first three. But then after that, it's just been a who's who of who. And they're like, this guy played with Vikings. This guy played with this team. And this guy's like, okay. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they signed
okay.
three starters.
Right.
As you know them.
Right.
And then they signed
some depth,
a bunch of depth players.
Yeah.
And so when people are, you know, like Billings, you know, from Cincinnati, we got Billings. Okay. Right?
It'd be good.
Yeah, did you see that? He's 6'4", 300. I don't care. I know who he is.
Yeah.
I know what he is. He's a backup player. The Browns did not sign him to start. If they were in trouble, right? We're in trouble if they signed him.
They're saying, well, obviously, that. Browns, everybody out there, the Browns are going to get an offensive tackle, offensive lineman, with their number 10 pick in the draft, right? Who will be there?
Oh, I know, me.
Yeah, who knows? Could the Browns screw it up?
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
If they do. They will get scissor kicked in the back of the head. Now, I'm still not really paying attention because, like I said before, I'm at the point now where it's like, all right, now you got to show me. You can't just sit here. Every year it's the same thing. You know what I mean? Every year, new coach, and then everybody gets mad. Half the people get mad. Oh, you should have kept this guy. Or you should have done... It's basically Mad Libs. Remember Mad Libs? Those used to be fun. Did you have the book fair at your school when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And they'd wheel those cases in, and then they'd open them up, and they'd be like, okay, Mrs. Hutchinson's third grade class, you can go to the book fair now. And you got your little baggie full of money, and you're just like, oh, my God, let me in. And
oh, my God.
You want book after book, and they had, like, those Mad Libs with the magic ink pens. Remember those games? Like the books with those invisible ink pens or whatever, and you have to, like, yeah, you know what I mean. That's what the Browns are like. They're a Mad Lib. Insert coach's name here. Shouldn't have been fired. 2 months later, I like the hiring of this new coach. Insert his name here. Right? The following year, oh, you shouldn't have fired. Insert coach's name here. Oh, 2 months later, I like the hiring of this coach. Da, da, da. I mean, it's the same shit. It's over and over. So it's like, don't tell me. Like,
don't piss down my back and piss
Don't tell me. Like, show it to me. If only there was like a saying I could say that would put that out there. You know what I mean? God, if only I could.
I wonder what that saying might be.
I wonder if I could only.
If you went to another state, maybe.
One of my favorite Rush songs.
Yeah.
Of all times.
Mm-hmm.
It's called "Show Me, Don't Tell Me."
Really.
Yeah. That kind of would work.
Or you could say, I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, but I'm not though. It's trade description fuck up. I can't really say I'm from Missouri, can I? What if I said I would like to come? I would like to be known as the man from Missouri. And then you can't prove it. So the Bills keep signing people. Good, I guess. But I just you gotta see. I don't know what's gonna happen. Everybody's talking about this because everything's been pushed back now with baseball. NBA has been obviously canceled and being in NHL. The NCAA never had their tournament. Everything's been shut down, and they're saying that if this stretches on, then it'll affect the NFL season.
Obviously.
It'll cut out a couple weeks, sure. Right? But really, just knock off a couple preseason games. There's 2 weeks you can make up right there.
There's only two. There's
17
games.
Well, then it's already. No, they're not doing 17 games yet. That hasn't been part of the ratification.
Uh-huh.
The only thing they voted on, well, not the only thing, but the main thing that they voted on so far is this coming up for the playoffs. There will be 7 teams from each conference going to the playoffs,
right,
thus giving the number one team and the only team, with a bye. So can you imagine that? Wild card weekend is 2 days, 3 games each. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. That'd be crazy. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Crazy.
So you get an extra week of football. So they got that going for them. They're looking into the 17-game season. That's going to be the next one. But for this season coming up, they're not going to do that for the season coming up. Maybe 2021. Yeah, so, I mean, it may affect it. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. We just have to see. We're flattening the curve, man. We're flattening the curve. According to Dr. Amy Acton, we're flattening the curve. We're doing well. Stay home. Stay away from people. Stop infecting everybody. Stop being stupid. Right? The kids were getting busted. Kids got busted at a park. Cops had to show up and kick them out because they're all fucking playing basketball. Everybody's standing around wanting to play basketball. It was a nice day. Granted, it was a wonderful day the other day.
Yeah. Well, it was.
And then, but it was like, these kids are out there like, oh, we're going to go play hoops. It's like, no, you guys don't understand. It's not an option. It's not, they're not asking you, hey, can you keep your groups to below 10? They're telling you strictly, if we see groups of 10, we will break you up. Like, you cannot have, you know. Ugh, people are just being rude. People are just stupid. Everybody's freaking out, man. Everybody's freaking out. Week 3 isolation. What was I talking about? Football. Sports. Yeah, who cares about football? They had 7 teams going to the playoffs in 2007. The Browns would have been in the playoffs. Of course, that's 13 years ago, so I don't think... Whatever. Everybody else lives in the past. But then again, as I was saying, WrestleMania is going through. Vince McMahon is going through with WrestleMania coming up weekend. To yourself, say, Vince, man, it's like the biggest, it's supposed to be the biggest payoff of the year. The biggest. That's where you bust all your storylines. That's where the climaxes are of all the, you know, the things that have been going on all year, and everything happens. And in the wrestling world, it's very important. And you would think, hey, Vince, just how about you just stop for a minute and let's postpone it to a time when people can be there and people can enjoy it and make it what it is. And then you think to yourself, oh, wait a minute, this is the guy that had a guy fall out of the ceiling into the ring and die. And he still said, all right, well, let's keep going with the show. So... I get it. They're still charging $60. Like, the pay-per-views are like $60, the wrestling pay-per-views. And this one's going to be over 2 days. They're like, okay, we'll do it over Saturday and Sunday now. And they're charging $60 for a no-crowd WrestleMania that's actually been pre-taped because they already taped it this past weekend at the Performance Center. And it's ready to go. And they're just going to play a tape for everybody. And it's like, you're still going to charge people fucking $60 a pop. And people, and you know what? People, there are people who will pay for it. Mm-mm. I've never paid for, I've paid for one pay-per-view in my life. And I did it, and I went, why the fuck did I do that? Like, yeah, I got the $60, but, I mean, it was like a WrestleMania.
It was pretty important.
It was pretty important, and I wanted to watch it because I was really into it that year. And, I mean, it was, you know, worth it. But then you get the network. You pay $120 a year, and you get the network, and you get all the pay-per-views for free. And it's like, so, hey, right? Of course, I don't have the network anymore. I got rid of that, right? Because I didn't want to pay for it.
Why so serious?
Because that's how I am. It's what I do. But yeah, so there you go. You can go watch WrestleMania this weekend, everybody. It's already pre-taped. Other than that, did you watch The Walking Dead this weekend?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, that clip's like 35 seconds long. I'm not playing the whole thing. It's like 35 seconds long. All right. Hey, listen, everybody. If you've been watching The Walking Dead this season and you actually care, spoiler alert. And if you haven't seen them, because we're going to talk about some stuff here. We're going to see what happens. Right? So you've been warned. I don't know what to tell you other than that. So, there's two episodes left in the season. Did you know that they have not finished the final episode? You didn't want to. Yeah, you probably didn't. They haven't finished the final episode, so they can't show it. So next week, they're having the second to last episode. And then, you don't get the season finale until whenever the people can go back to work and finish it. Isn't that crazy? Is that crazy? Now, if you've been paying attention to the show, you'd think to yourself, wow, it's quite a kind of quick and easy and over with, you know, Alpha's dead and all that fun stuff. But then, no, it's not. It's not quite over yet because Beta, well, look. Okay. I don't know who's where anymore, to be honest with you. Right? Maggie took off with the one chick somewhere. Rick got flown out in a helicopter. Michonne just left to go find Rick 6 years later. Like, really? Like, you left, like, you wait, like, it took 6 years for you to finally decide to go ahead and say, okay, I found his boots, so I'm going to go look for him now. Right? That's what I'm saying. Is like, your husband was taken away 6 years ago. You think he's dead. You think he was blown up in a bridge. But you have a feeling. You have a gut feeling he's still alive. But you don't necessarily go look out for him. Shit happens, right? You got a community to build. But then 6 years later, you find his boots. How do they smell like him 6 years later? How does she know they're his? How does she know, you know? Like, and even then, I own his boots in a shelf in an old building somewhere. You know what I'd think to myself? I wouldn't think to myself, oh my God, I found my husband's boots. He must still be alive. I would say, oh my God, I found my husband's boots. He's obviously not wearing them, thus he must be fucking dead. Right? Yes. But no, not Michonne. Not Michonne. She finds the boots and she hugs them. And she sniffs them. She may have licked them. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I erased the episode. But she finds the boots and then immediately says, well, Tommy's still alive. I got to go find his stupid ass.
We'll go find you, dumbass.
So off she goes. Right?
I'll be back.
And then Carol's got a secret deal with Negan. Right? For Alpha's head. But, like, you know, it doesn't make any sense, right? So, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm pointing at Clint, everybody, just so you know. He doesn't like being pointed at, so I point at him every chance I get. I'm going to make a deal with you.
Why do you keep doing it?
What? I just told everybody I'm going to point at you.
Yeah, but you did it the whole time.
Yeah, and then I'm pointing again.
And now you're doing it a bunch.
Yeah.
So, okay, go ahead.
I'm pointing at me. How do you feel about me pointing at myself?
That's fine.
Do you like? You don't like that part?
That's fine.
I know all the buttons to hit on this, dude. I know what.
I'll just go through the series.
I know what word to call them that really sets them off. Okay, I'm not gonna say it. So listen, I make a deal with you. And I say, see that? As long as you have something over everybody, then you're all right. You can do whatever you want.
Sure.
I have a deal with you. I say, hey, man, I want you to go take this person's head, right, that I want dead. And you say, well, all right.
I'll do it.
I'll go do it. Well, I go chasing that same person down, running into a cave, getting everybody stuck in a whole cavern full of zombies. Like, why wouldn't she just be like, hey, you know what? I got him doing that. I'm going to do this at home. Because
he didn't do it fast enough.
So what? So what? He was too busy getting
drunk. This show creates drama, right?
It's a dramedy.
And that's what's starting to piss me off is they're having to create drama with the characters. They weren't doing that in the first four seasons of the show. They're creating drama. Drama was a part of the plot. They can't find it anywhere, so they got to make it, right?
Well, what you're doing is when you write it, you're writing a drama, right? I mean,
yes, but.
Yes, but.
No, that's not totally.
Okay. Well, we found out the Beta was a big time country star. Huh? Half Moon? Oh, everybody, I'm Half Moon.
I paused it, I paused it on the poster.
Yeah.
It said Half Moon, and then you saw his profile
right.
of him. I paused it, and I go, hello, Half Moon. And then I went out and got supposed to figure out. I was just like, get the fuck out of here, Half Moon.
He's Half Moon. He gets Alpha's head, and then he remakes his mask with her face on it.
Yeah.
Huh? That was kind of weird. Yeah, it's creepy. And away he goes. He just gets up and walks. All right, so, so it's going to be, I don't know, I guess with this coronavirus and everything, it's affecting even, going to start affecting TV shows and everything. It's already affected the movies. We don't have the top 10 movies for the weekend, obviously, because all the movie theaters are shut all across the country. I thought maybe they would have some kind of numbers. I guess they're doing like March 19th. That was too long ago, right? They were doing something where you like pay money and you could watch the movie at home, some kind of thing like that. Like you could get it, you know, streamed to your house or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know. Huh. Look at this. They're so bored over at Box Office Mojo, where I get my numbers at. They're just like comparing movies to each other. I don't know what that one is. Angry Birds versus Onward. Angry Birds did much better. Sonic versus Pikachu, Detective Pikachu. Close. Bad Boys for Life made more money than John Wick 3. That's crazy. It's crazy. But now that we're not going to have movies. And then, like I said, with The Walking Dead, is they never finished the final episode with all the editing and all that stuff. And everybody got sent home because, you know, everybody's getting quarantined. Everybody's telling you to go home. And that's going to start. Guess what? You guys all better get used to some replays or some reruns. You better start watching Tiger King over again. I don't know. Everybody's talking about stupid Tiger King. I don't want to watch it on account of everybody's talking about it. How about that? I'm sick of hearing about it. At first, I was like, okay, I could get into, you know, this one dude showed it to me, I was like, oh, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah, it looks crazy, doesn't he? Because I can't tell if it's real, if it's fake, if it's fiction, or whatever. And then I was like, that's crazy. I'm going to have to look into that. And then I showed it to my girlfriend. She was like, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. And I said, yeah, it looks kind of crazy. And then that was it. And then, like, all over Facebook. It's all, I mean, there are memes of it everywhere. If you haven't seen it, you have seen it. You know you have. You don't understand it, but you've seen it. But that's what happens. Now everything's going to get shut down. Therefore, everybody's going to be forced to watch The Tiger King. Right? Like that one meme, the apocalypse I expected, where it shows King Ezekiel and Shiva. And it says, the one that I got, it's Joe Exotic and a tiger. Like, yes. But hey, what are you going to do, right? I remember 2 weeks ago I said, hey, everybody, send me an email to tumblingwithtumbleweed@hotmail.com. Let me know what you're doing during this time, during your isolation. Let me know what's going on in your part of the woods, your neck of the woods, if you're in a different state or whatever. And so far I've gotten nothing, so I'll just move on from that. All right. Yeah, obviously I don't need the box office numbers because they ain't got nothing new in there. So just everybody, you know, be cool. You ain't got to do shit. Stay home, watch TV, hang out with your family. Even if they are driving you, maybe they're driving you crazy. I was going to have Holiday that, but he's not here right now. He walked out of here. So. He probably doesn't think I'm going to end the show, but it's like, hey, I don't have top 10 movies of the week, bro. And if I'm here by myself, talking by myself, I ain't got nothing to say. Right? So, wrestling, and all that other cool stuff I said when Clint was gone. But now that he's back, so in AEW wrestling, they had the double switch. They had the double secret debuts, Matt Hardy and Brody Lee. And this past week, Brody Lee did a promo where he acted like Vince McMahon. And everybody's up in arms. I got nothing. I was just saying that because Clint walked back in. So we don't know. What are you going to do when there's no new TV shows to watch, Holiday? He's eating a corn dog or some shit.
Well, the Modern Family and Goldbergs this week is new.
Well, I mean, but that's what I'm saying, is like they're going to get to a point where there's going to be no new shows. Like with The Walking Dead, you're not going to get the final episode. And then, yeah, sure, we get the rest of Oak Island for the rest of the season. But what is that, 2 more episodes? 3 more? And they still aren't going to find anything. And you know they're not up there right now going through. They're not, you know. You think they're really doing the show? I don't know. They got more than 10 people in a crowd. What's Nova Scotia all about? What are their laws like in Canada? Are they all on lockdown like we are? I would assume so. I don't think. I bet you in Canada they didn't have to lock everybody down. Everybody just stayed in. Everybody was just.
You know,
I heard there's a disease out there. So how about we all just stay inside and wait to see what happens?
Okay.
Okay, great. Sounds like a plan, eh? And then the government officials were like, okay, everybody.
We don't have a lot of business, so some of you guys got to go out.
They were like,
how's it going, eh?
And they were like, well, we're doing okay. I wish I had another. I thought, oh, no, I did have another one, but I erased it. That's what it was.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie.
I'm not making fun of Canadians. I'm not making fun of Canadians, is it? No. I like Canadian people. I'm going to go to Canada. Shannon's sister-in-law is from Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? And I told Shannon, I used to go to Canada every 3 months, 3-4 months. That's where my Uncle Don lived, the guy I'm named after, right? We used to go out there all the time, me and my mom and dad.
And that girlfriend that you had for years.
And I loved it, that nobody ever met. That's where all my girlfriends lived in Canada.
They all live in Canada.
And that's why I had to go there so much. Everybody's
right.
Like, oh, did you just go to Canada? I go, well...
My girl.
You know, I'm like 8 years old, 9 years old. I'm like, my girlfriend, she misses me. And I can't use the phone properly because I'm too little. I don't know how to. I don't know how to call long distance. But she told me that her sister, I came from Canada. And I was like, oh, yeah, I used to go to Canada, explaining it to her. And I didn't really explain it. Like, where I went to Hamilton, Ontario, which is pretty much like, how could I compare Hamilton, Ontario? Cleveland, Ohio, right? Car stuff, like car business, like car factories, and you know what I mean? There's a downtown, and there's an industrial area, and then there's all the resident, you know, it's just like Cleveland, only Canadian, and with Tim Hortons and Mr. Sub and stuff. And so she went to her sister-in-law. She's like, oh, Donnie, da-da-da-da-da-da. He used to go to Hamilton, Ontario. And his sister-in-law's like, ugh, why would you go to Hamilton, Ontario? It's like being in Cleveland. She goes, yeah, that's what he says. I'm like, yeah. She goes, then why would you want to go there? Oh, he loves Cleveland. I do. I love Cleveland so much that when I go to another country, I want to go to their version of Cleveland. Yeah. I can feel comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, the city up north.
Yeah. Cleveland, or Hamilton, the other Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I haven't been up there in so long.
The other Cleveland.
Of course, I don't have a passport. You need a passport to get into Canada. And obviously, I'm not going anywhere now, but I would like to go back up there. I took pictures from the Google Maps of the places I used to go, like the house I used to stay in and stuff, and the store I used to go shop in the corner. I don't know why. Just because I look at it and go, oh, my God, that reminds me of my childhood. What a jerk. What a jerk, right?
Hmm.
No. Okay, well, there you go. That's pretty much all I got for
How
you.
About a magic trick?
No, I don't have time. Not right now. I'm good. I think I'll pass on that. But hey, I just know everybody's going to have a great week coming up.
You ever get tired of being wrong?
I don't. That's not. Seriously? That's not what I meant. What is it Phil Dunphy says? I got Shannon watching Modern Family now. She goes, she won't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine because she doesn't think it's that funny. Because she doesn't get that kind of humor. But she'll watch Modern Family because she goes, okay, this show will make me laugh. And what did Phil say yesterday? He goes, you can kiss my wife and you can take her to bed, but only I can make her laugh. Wait. Let me say that again. You can kiss my wife, but only I can take her to bed and make her laugh. No, wait, let me do that one again.
Only I can kiss my wife, take her to bed.
Only I can kiss my wife, comma, take her to bed, comma, and make her laugh. You know you don't need a comma in front of that hand.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said.
Nah, that's not. It's really not. But okay, so there you go. That's what I was going to ask when you actually after you left there. You and the wife are both off work and at home all day long. Yes.
Yeah.
How's that going? Have you two been going crazy? Are you in her way? Basically, are you in her way?
A lot of the time.
Yeah. That happens, right?
I mean,
you're used to your routine.
Me and I are both used to having our space for our certain time of day.
Right. So she's used to you being gone
right,
and her doing her thing.
But you're not used to her being around me all the time.
And you're used to her being here at certain times, but now she's here, so it's kind of, right?
And then when she is here sometimes, I am not. Whether, you know, I'm not working usually, but there's just that time when she comes home, she doesn't really need me to be around.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm with her on the weekends.
Right.
So during the week, yeah, it's better for me to be out, which is why I have things that I do during the week.
Well, you can't do things nowadays.
I can't go out. Where am I going to go?
Right, exactly.
So I'm stuck here with her.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's like,
and
just me really having nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You must
we
be.
Are having.
You're getting on each other's nerves, but it's just you're used to somebody not being there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are there, so then you have to put it into consideration.
One reason I married her is because
she buys good grapes.
Mm. She does.
If you haven't noticed, he's eating while he's talking.
But also,
great video technique.
She doesn't need me. You know? That's one of the reasons I really love her. Because she doesn't need me. She wants me to be around, but she doesn't need me to be around. So, I get to do my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. I do my thing.
Right. I mean, I want to be around her. But for fuck's sake, do your own thing. You know? And she has her own thing. She has a lot of her own thing. And I appreciate that. However, we both had to scale back on some of our things. So we can do more stuff together.
Yeah.
And now...
Do a puzzle. A puzzle.
Oh, God. Scrabble, right?
Scrabble. You could play Travel. You could play Travel Scrabble.
Yeah.
Hey, Def. You want a game of Travel Scrabble? Flinky's dead. I'll be dead soon, too, if I don't get something to eat. How about a bloody sandwich? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. What else? You got anything else?
Mm-hmm.
It's, so, yeah, keep it, it's, you know, they say take a walk around the house. Get out and about. But don't go around people, okay? I like to go drive past the mall and look at all the empty parking spots.
I did that the other day.
You're just like, whoa, that's crazy.
I feel like a couple places.
It's like Easter Sunday. You know how, like, Easter Sunday, everything's closed, and you go drive around, you're like, oh, look, everything's closed, there's nobody out.
Yeah.
It's like Easter Sunday every day.
Yep.
Yeah. So. All right, you got anything?
Nope.
Don't forget to write into tumbleweed@hotmail.com. And then Oz keeps doing watch parties online. Right now he's doing Fast Times at Richmond High. He's already done. He did like a Kiss concert from like 84 earlier today. He was doing another movie the other day. What you got to do, right? Got to entertain yourself somehow. Well, there you go, folks. That's it. That's all we got. Hopefully next week we will be back and we will talk about isolation in week 4. And we'll see who's eaten who and how everything has worked out. Yeah? Ooh, can't wait. Right? Yeah. All right, peace.
I can't stand it. Take off.
Why so serious?
You ever get tired of being wrong?
I do. I really do.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Get out. Everybody out. Go play in the parking lot.
Goo-loo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. Goo-loo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo.